Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But now instead of pick 40, I got you pick 25.
Okay, then that would mean I would upgrade my safety likely. Is that correct? Is that where Delpit is kind of
thinking? You can go Delpit.
Because okay, at 27, because we did this thing where we traded back with the Seahawks. And you took a wide receiver, right? And I took, did we trade back?
No. That wasn't a trade back one where I took Henry Ruggs and you took Chase on. That was when we
that's
just a straight,
that was straight mock.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the one where we traded back to Seattle at 27? I'm trying to remember who that pick was. I think it was the safety. I think it was Delpit is who we took at 27.
That would make sense.
So,
does that change if I move that pick? Because Minnesota, hey, maybe they'd be willing to do that. The top four tackles are gone. They want offensive line help.
Okay.
Tyron Smith's got a great contract. They got 2 first-round picks. Maybe they flip you 22 or 25 for Tyron.
Okay.
Now would you do it?
Okay, because you're addressing the safety. You figure the best safety spot. Thomas, the best safety, and then Madubuike, right, at 51?
You want at 51. Do what you want.
I don't.
Maybe
I don't,
at 25, I can get you Christian Fulton.
Man, I'm
I'm
just thinking of the quality of player. If I'm going to get out of there, I've got to get the most quality out of my players, out of my picks. If I'm going to move, I've got to get Thomas. I've got to get a really good guy at 25, and I got to get a really good guy at 51. That's my thoughts.
Do you believe you can do that?
I think I can. But again, it's the only reason I would do it is because of the extra the first round pick.
Right.
I don't know if I would do it for 41, but I would do it for 25 if I knew I was going to for sure get Thomas.
Okay, Gavin, you can pick one of the top four offensive tackles at 17 and pick up 25 for Tyron Smith. You doing it?
Absolutely.
You kidding me? God, you guys are disrespecting a Hall of Famer.
There's some reckless
radio
going on.
He's given his heart and soul to this team.
Yeah, I know.
And you guys are just trading him away.
What he didn't give is what Tank gave when his career was on the line. Okay, this is one of the downsides of doing long-term deals. Guys get hurt. They don't put in the work. They don't do the physical therapy. They're like, oh, whatever. They're giving me $15 million for the next 5 or 6 years. I tell you what, I don't know if Tyron worked hard or not, but I'll tell you what, you're tempting players to not work hard when you do business like the Cowboys were doing business when they gave him that long extension. Okay, so you keep, I don't know, can't be sure. You do long-term deals with enough of your guys, and enough of them will not work hard to keep your careers sustained. And then, boom,
It's official. Brian and Gavin say that Tyron is lazy, and they want to trade him. And I got to save the actual content I had for 540 today.
Yeah, Brian actually said that he would take a first-round pick for Tyron instead of taking pick 41. That's what Brian said.
Maybe I just heard it wrong. Maybe
I think you did.
The guy's 28 years old.
It's all
like
this separation that we have now, pulling it together, that you heard wrong. Yeah.
He is not playing like he's 38. Tyron is still very good.
33. Let's split the difference.
That's fair.
At me. Okay.
At me, yeah.
When we come back,
Dalton,
when we come back, G-Bag Nation, it's time to go around the NFL. And what are you guys thinking about this story of NBA players, maybe NFL players? They're coming for their checks with no games. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time to go around the NFL here on your home of the Cowboys. All righty, gentlemen, I'll go ahead and take first down here. What's going to happen with the player salaries? You reckon? You got the NBA reportedly can withhold paychecks for players during the ongoing COVID pandemic. And it's going to make players in all sports a little bit nervous when you hear stories like this. The NBA CBA specifically addresses these situations with what they call a force majeure clause. M-A-J-E-U-R-E. It's a fancy word for things got crazy. and we're not going to pay you. The NBA's CBA sets forth specific procedures for cutting off payment in the event of a force majeure. It includes provisions allowing the NBA to terminate the entire agreement within 60 days of the event as well. So looks like the NBA might be coming after the players' cash, the NFL does not have similar language in their CBA. So the owners are probably going to have to get creative. Probably just put it under Article 46, right?
So it's bad
for the league for you guys to want your checks.
Their payment is game checks, right?
Right.
So if there are no games, they wouldn't get a game check, I wouldn't think. I mean, I'm pro player, and I'm pro whoever needs the money more, so I'm not on team owner here. But if there's not a season, and the owners aren't making money, and the players aren't playing, which is their job,
it seems fair to me. Yeah. I want to be as pro player as possible, and if there's something I'm not thinking of, I'm all ears, but it seems like ownership is in pretty solid ground here. Like, we have a contract to do work, but is it possible, as we see sometimes management get over due to a clause in the contract, if it was not accounted for in the language of the contract, like what happens if there's no games? It'll be interesting to see if the players could generate some momentum here, maybe get after ownership for some money in that way.
I mean, I guess technically if a player is hurt and unable to play, they'll still get paid under their contract. So they could just be like, I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Owner Man. My contract is for 2020 and I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm on the team and I'm ready to play. So pay me my money. I don't know.
A lot of interesting stuff going on. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well here on 105.3 The Fan. And who wants second down, gentlemen? Jeff, Brian?
I'll take it, Jeffrey. How about that?
I dare you.
You dare me to take this?
I dare you.
All right. Well, how about this? Emmanuel Sanders, he signed with the New Orleans Saints, right?
Oh.
And we were all talking about him signing with the Saints, but what we didn't know is that his grandmother was involved in the recruiting for the Saints.
I wanted Emmanuel Sanders on this team, by the way.
Yeah. I think we all were looking for that slot receiver. But
what was she offering, like some homemade chicken noodle soup?
But no, she's a recruiter. I mean, she's a big-time recruiter here. I mean, so he's telling the story. He goes, cookies. One of the first people I called was my grandmother.
Yeah.
Because I called her and my aunt were on the phone when free agency started, and she says, we're praying for you to go to New Orleans.
Oh.
Big Saints fans then?
Yeah, exactly.
They brought God into it, too?
She did. Mm. She did. She says she loves Drew Brees. She loves Sean Payton. She loves the offense, and she wanted to watch him play.
Grandma makes a hell of a case.
There she goes. Grandma, she's involved. She understood. She knows
Peyton's
the offenses are good.
Peyton's got coronavirus, though. Peyton's got coronavirus.
Grandma, what have you done?
Yeah, but he's also got a big old play sheet to get her a grandson involved. That's what I always told you guys. In recruiting, you got to get mom and grandma involved.
You do.
In order to make these things happen. So good for grandma. She gets to see her grandson play there. That's good for her.
You were telling us all those stories a couple of weeks ago in Surprise, Arizona about how important it can be. And, you only missed one, right? I got these stories right.
You only missed one
when you had mom in.
Yep. We lost a kid to Notre Dame, and we were recruiting him out of Houston Willow Ridge, and mom was on board at Texas A&M. And he said, I'm going to go to Notre Dame. And that was the only one we ever lost. So, make sure you get mom, make sure you get grandma, and you can get really good players on your team.
That's going to help them a lot, isn't it? I mean,
now
Michael Thomas is not alone.
Yeah, it really will. It'll help him a lot.
Sanders can carve him up. Sanders is going to carve him up just like Thomas did. Precision, timing, offense, forget about it. I think I like the Saints now. It's my big winner just based on Emmanuel Sanders. That's unfair.
Okay, that is a great fit.
Yeah, perfect fit. If it wasn't for wanting the Cowboys to be there, I think I'd be excited to see what the Saints are going to bring to the table here in 2020. Anyway, here's Jeff with third down.
All right, what I have here is from Daniel Jeremiah, our buddy with the NFL Network.
Uh-huh.
The perfect match for all the different quarterbacks in this draft and team.
I like
it. What team fit are we looking at?
I like it.
The first quarterback, of course, is Joe Burrow. Would anyone like to guess the proper team fit for Joe Burrow?
LSU.
No, he already did that. That's over.
Oh.
No, the NFL, man.
No, LSU. LSU.
LSU doesn't play in the NFL.
Bring it back. LSU.
The answer is the Cincinnati Bengals because they have the first pick.
Okay.
Golly, you guys are terrible at this game.
I thought the perfect fit would be New England. He'd have a lot of success there.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Not
but
a bad
also
guess.
Is,
or LSU.
It also involves – LSU is a bad guess. It also involves the draft order.
Oh.
The perfect fit can't be New England because they can't pick him.
Oh. They can't find a way to get the first pick?
I guess they could.
Mm.
Let's see. No, they don't have good players. Who would they trade? They can't – they don't have anything. They're done.
They've got a lot of picks.
They got Bill Belichick.
They do.
Bill Belichick for Joe Burrow. Who says no?
Wow.
I don't think Cincinnati would say yes. You'd have to get a lifetime deal out of Bill, you know?
Was he 68, 9 years old?
He's kind of old. If he
guarantees me a decade.
He guarantees you a decade.
He will probably do it, yeah.
Would Cincinnati flip the number one overall pick for Belichick?
God, I would consider it.
You'd have to.
I'd consider it.
It's no guarantee.
I would absolutely consider it. Now, I wouldn't trade Tyron Smith, but I would trade for Bill Belichick.
You already traded Tyron.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
That was general. The general traded for Tyron Smith.
I'll trade him every day of the week.
Yeah, Gavin said he traded
for
anything.
Stop touching your face, General.
My bad.
Tua Tagovailoa, perfect fit.
I'll trade Tyron for him, too.
What?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Miami.
You know?
Miami.
Like 3 to 4 minutes ago.
Miami.
I was thinking.
Minorly annoyed?
No. I was thinking, man. This is great.
Did you really pee in the backyard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I closed the gate first.
Did it open automatically?
Sometimes. Yeah. It does it sometimes. Stomp went chasing after a dog yesterday, and I was like, oh, mm-hmm. no, she's going to kill something. Mm-hmm. But she came back. I was thinking, man, this work from home thing could be permanent. Like, we could save money for the company, not having to rent that floor out. Like, we could really – we could do this. We'd have to figure out how to set Lucius up at home. And I was thinking, man, we could really do this. And then this segment happened. And I was like, no, this isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. I work with idiots.
Oh.
Need a new plan.
Hmm.
Tua Tagovailoa, though, yes, Brian, the right fit is
Alabama.
The Miami Dolphins. No, the Miami Dolphins, according to Daniel Jeremiah,
okay,
with all the different picks that they have. And he goes through his reasons. He says, I've been told by trusted sources around the league the Dolphins have strong grades on Burrow, Tua, and Justin Herbert. I could see them attempting to move up for Burrow, but I doubt the Bengals will trade the top pick.
Come on, Bengals trade.
It's not hard to imagine the Dolphins making a move up to the number 3 slot in order to land their preferred choice between Tua and Herbert. However, I'm not certain which player will top their list. I'll stick with Tua under the assumptions the Dolphins are comfortable with his recovery from hip surgery.
A lot of people like Tua out there talking to scouts. Better than Burrow.
What was that word?
Scouts.
Justin Herbert, NFL team fit.
L.A. Chargers.
That a boy, Brian. The Los Angeles Chargers, who currently pick 6th.
You applaud that one, General.
Uh-huh. Good one.
Chargers
West
made
Coast
a strong
guy.
Play
Soft.
For time. Okay.
Right.
You know what?
What?
I'm
firing
coming up
shots.
To the studio. I'm coming up to the studio.
You will not.
I'm driving to Sunnyvale.
You will not.
I'm driving to Sunnyvale. I'm taking a number 2 on Gavin's porch, and then I'm coming to the studio to punch you in the neck.
The shut-ups just don't have the same impact when
really?
You're connected. Yeah.
Shut up, guys on screen. Yeah, Justin Herbert.
Good player.
They say that right now, Gavin,
that's
the Chargers will not pursue any other veteran options at this time, so they're sticking with Tyrod Taylor for the moment, which sounds like an ideal bridge quarterback. And so Justin Herbert would be the guy who makes the most sense for them. As we continue on, Jordan Love, Utah State quarterback. They say NFL team fit.
This is
Green
be-
Bay Ooh. Packers.
Hmm.
Now, they don't have the pick to make it happen. He even notes here.
They're the 30th pick, aren't they?
Right.
They're
gonna have to come. I won't be shocked if Love goes in the top 10. Also won't be surprised if he falls to the bottom of the first round.
Whoa.
Most talented natural Whoa. Thrower in the draft, but due to a variety of circumstances, losing a number of starters, dealing with a new coaching staff and scheme, his play fell off dramatically last year. He'll need some time to sit and develop, but the payoff could be huge.
Gavin. Dallas should pick him at 17, shouldn't they?
Oh, I would love that. Yeah, that'd be exciting, wouldn't it? mean, if you're gonna him and ha with Dak, yeah. Let's find out. Let's find out with one of these guys. Come on,
we're creating chaos here on 105.3.
We're sitting here watching a league where all kinds of quarterbacks are coming in and being dominant. They're playing at a level that formerly only Hall of Famers could. And now you have a guy, you're like, wow, this was really a miracle. Yeah. And you're thinking, this could never happen again. Meanwhile, Nick Foles just won a Super Bowl. Yeah, you're right. It could never happen again. You better just give the guy $38 million. How about just draft a guy and play him for a half in the middle of the regular season? And if he looks like Dak did his rookie year, then you look at Dak and you say, hey, looks like you're going to be a free agent. Find out what you're really worth. Why is that such a crazy idea?
It's, you know, not. Like,
We have to protect the starting quarterback's ego and his status on the team. Meanwhile, everybody else on the team, meanwhile, we're obsessed with finding a cheaper replacement for you.
It's not a crazy idea because, again, this is the general manager that's not going to fire himself and should look into something like this and not pay a quarterback $40 million. I'm not saying it Dak or whoever. I'm just saying whoever. There's going to be a team that's going to say, no, we're not paying the quarterback anymore. Maybe Tennessee and Tampa Bay are those guys. Maybe they're the two teams that have already jumped in there.
Yeah, but those weren't.
Well, they paid Brady $25 million, right? And they paid Tennessee, paid their guy $20 million.
And like letting those guys
million,
walk,
right?
I don't think letting those guys walk is the same as letting a good to great quarterback walk.
Okay.
Mariota lost his job, and Jameis won't stop throwing to the wrong team, although he did get LASIK.
We didn't have Dak over either one of those two guys, did we, Jeffrey?
No, we had Dak right there in the fourth round.
I did see Mariota was sitting at $7.5 million. If Winston is around the same amount, wouldn't that be a good-looking fit? I mean, we're going to get to a point
where... Oh, I'd sign
him
to a 10-year deal. If you could get Jameis for $7.5 million a year, I'd sign him to a 10-year deal and be like, please stop throwing picks. I'm going to let you try this for 10 years.
Wouldn't you try and work with him if you could get him on a
million.
One-year deal? Wouldn't you try and work with him?
Heck, if it
was really $7.5 million, and you're telling me that he would be $30 million per year less than Dak, I have found the threshold where I'm willing to take the chance on a different quarterback.
Okay.
And it's at saving $30 million with a guy that – Jameis has the tools to be great. Don't mistake that. His tools are to be great. His only problem is he's never seen a throw he thinks he can't make.
Yeah.
I just have to get him to realize that some of those throws – cut it out.
He's a basketball point guard. He's like, what? I throw it four times. They only take it away once. You know, I'm 3 for 4. What's the big deal here? Panthers traded quarterback Kyle Allen to Washington. And I don't know. Does that end Jameis Winston or Cam Newton speculation there in Washington? Is that going to be their bridge?
Yeah, I would think so.
All right, gentlemen.
Haskins versus Kyle Allen. What a quarterback battle.
That is not fair.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys sniffing around a big old fat guy earlier. Has that deal become official? It's next in the G-Bag Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.